Hello and welcome to the 180 Degrees podcast. I'm Sinead Ryan and I am delighted to be joined by Brian McIntyre of the SEAI, who's going to be answering some of your questions that have come in on the topic of heat pumps. Brian, you're very welcome along. Now, we have a question in from somebody whose house was built in 1974. They say it's fairly warm and retains the heat, but they have an oil boiler and would love to replace it with a heat pump. They got their front windows replaced recently and the installer said the house may not be suitable for the heat pump. Any ideas?
The first thing you do is get a technical assessor to look at the level of heat loss from the house and to see if it would suit it. Or do you need to look at insulating your house to reduce the level of heat loss from the house? And where it would make more sense to put in a heat pump. So the first thing you do is get a technical assessor out and they'll be able to tell you whether it's ready, heat pump ready or not. So just to look at it, maybe the insulation, you might be losing too much heat with an older house, but that would always be the first step, is get a technical advisor to tell you whether it's heat pump ready or not, or you need to do insulate certain things to make it more suitable for a heat pump.
Okay, so get a second opinion.
Exactly.
Right, okay. Now we've somebody here who's worried about the size and the space that the heat pump might take up. So what would you say to them?
It does dictate what you can and can't do. With in an ideal world, you'd have what's called a buffer tank and it just makes it operate more efficiently, but they do take up space. So sometimes they're not installed because it's just a space constraint, so you don't allow it. They can be a bit bigger than your existing hot water cylinder. So again, it's a discussion you'd have with your installers that where am I going to put this indoor unit? Will it fit in the existing hot press? Is it too small? The hot press too small? Or do you need to house it somewhere else? Maybe you have space somewhere near a utility or just near the hot press, it might need some modifications. But it's a bit bigger inside the house. Outside the house, you usually put the outdoor unit as close to the house as you can, if possible. I mean, you could put it down the garden, but you're just risking more heat being lost out from the pipes as it goes back to the house. So,
okay. Now, another listener is querying what type of heat pump they should go for, whether they should go for an air-to-water or a ground-source heat pump.
The ground source heat pump would typically cost a bit more upfront, and that's usually what determines whether people go for it or not. And also space constraints, because you need to either dig up a trench around your garden to bury pipes in to get the heat out of the ground, or go straight down. And again, they come at a cost. And there might not be an issue with space as well. So it would be getting an installer out to have a look and see what suits you best, really. And then if it's a case of space is an issue, then is cost going to be the issue?
Thank you. Now, another listener has said they are getting some building work done in the house at the moment. They'd love a heat pump, but don't yet have the money to pay for one because they are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So they're asking, what works could they do now to get their house heat pump ready for the future?
The first thing, again, you do is get a technical advisor to come out and have a look at the house and discuss with you what you're going to do. So maybe you're insulating the house as part of the work you're doing, and that will tell you whether you actually would be heat pump ready after the work or not. Or maybe you need to put more insulation. Say you might need to, you were planning on doing the attic, maybe you need to look at the walls, or you might be looking at the windows and what kind of windows you put in. So when all that's been discussed, you know the level of insulation that's going in. They'll say, well, your house will be heat pump ready. And then you might be interested in going to an installer and say, like, well, do I need to look at pipework and radiators now if I have the funds to do that? Or is there something I need to consider down the line? So definitely a technical assessor and then maybe an installer to look at your radiators and pipework.
Fantastic. And then finally, somebody's asking, does the heat pump get switched off for the summer or does it run the whole year round?
You'd usually just turn the thermostat back. So that's not going to be switched on to heat the house as such, to maybe 17 or 18 degrees, because it'd be warmer inside in the house during the summer anyway. But that means it's still heating the hot water as well.
Okay, great answers, right? Some super help there. And if you want to listen to the full episode and get loads more information, well, then you can do that as the 180 Degrees podcast, and it's episode 2 on heat pumps.